This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A power outage in southwest Denver has left almost 2,000 homes without electricity today. Xcel Energy says the outage was reported shortly after 10:30 this morning. Arvada, Lakewood, Denver, and Columbine Valley were all affected. The cause of the outage is unknown at this time. Governor Jared Polis has signed a bevy of wildfire bills into law. CPR's Paulo Shalceda has more.
Last Friday, 11 bills related to wildfires were signed. Some make it easier for homeowners to rebuild if their home is destroyed in a natural disaster like the Marshall Fire. Others aim to mitigate future wildfires by increasing funding to support essential workers in the field and creating a wildfire resiliency code board. The last bill Governor Polis signed authorized the purchase of a second Firehawk firefighting helicopter for the state for $26 million. I'm Paulo Shalceda, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets return to the Western Conference Finals at Ball Arena tonight. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports it's against a familiar foe.
He'll take a three. LeBron James will hit a three.
Wow. LeBron James and the dreaded Los Angeles Lakers are once again the only thing standing between the Nuggets and a coveted bid to the NBA Finals. The seven-game series is a rematch of the 2020 so-called Bubble Western Conference Final. The Nuggets fell to L.A. 4-1. But now Denver is back, and star center Nikola Jokic is better than ever.
Here comes Jokic. Look at the handle. My goodness.
The two-time MVP is widely considered the best player in these playoffs so far. A series win would mean Denver's first trip to the NBA Finals in franchise history. Tip-off is at 6:30. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org. Coming up next, it's Fresh Air. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.